We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy to be here with you on a Friday Eve edition of the show. Let's see here. A texter wants me to see something about the weather, because we had a texter that say that there was three inches of snow in 2000, after in the fall. And it said, you know, he's sending me a link to really bad storms happening between November 1st and April 30th, November 1st, 2000, and April 30th, 2001. Lonzo, I imagine you were here during that time. Do you remember that winter being particularly bad?
So you're asking me if I remember the year 2000.
The year 2000.
I don't think it actually... Does that song say? I know the song you're saying, but no, I don't remember 2000. I do remember some really some decent snows here, and I remember ice storms, but that's 20 years ago, man.
What was the winter of 1900 like here, Lonzo?
I wasn't here then. I was
really.
I was hiking the mountains of Appalachia in the year 1900.
Okay.
Looking for goats.
All right. Texter says Gator Nate here. I was in the UF Gator band. Gator Nate, welcome to the show, brother. Great to hear from you, man. Worst experience. Man, this is going to be one of my favorite texts, because I guarantee you I've experienced the same damn thing. He says, worst experience was when I went to the Florida-Georgia game. Muschamp was the coach, so of course we lost. But what made it worse was the stupid, classless Georgia fans that kept trying to throw beer on me and bark in my face. I about hit him with my saxophone. Hey, I've got something that'll make you feel better. It also makes me really freaking old. We played at Georgia the year right before they started playing in Jacksonville. Okay, so I'm that years old, right? And we're pounding them. And Spurrier wanted to hang 50 on the Bulldogs because they made a big deal out of the fact that no one had hung 50 on them. And Florida beat them 52-17. The way that Between the Hedges is set up in Athens, Georgia, Sanford Stadium is set up, is so bad for the home team if the home team is losing. The home team fans have to pass through a tunnel directly above where they have the visitors seated. So, like, we are whooping and hollering and playing songs in their face and trash-talking and waving goodbye to them, blowing them kisses as they're leaving the stadium. So that one can counteract your worst experience there, all right? Doing that for you. Mark, worst stadium experience was a home Carolina game. It was all my fault. Wow. I got hammered before going in. I was so trashed, I was cheering for Georgia sometimes. I was so trashed, I was cheering for Georgia sometimes and ticking Carolina fans off. I was swearing at each school. I decided to go for an early bathroom break and saw these guys smoking at the edge of the stadium. I bummed a smoke. They left, and a minute later, I was escorted out of the stadium because of it. It sucked. So, Texter, you are part of the reason why South Carolina leads the nation in ejections, are you not? You are part of the reason here, sir. You are definitely part of the reason here. And another texter is sending me a story about the Clemson, South Carolina push-off debate 20 years later after the fact. Was there a push-off? Admittedly, this was before my time. this was before my time here in the upstate. Gator Nate says, thanks for doing all of that for Gator Nation. Mark, anytime, brother, anytime. You are such a target with that uniform on, man. You are such a target. That's all I'm going to say. Coming up in the very next segment, I want you to get your thinking caps on because I received on social media last night a couple of pictures from an amazing moment here in the upstate, from an amazing sports moment. And my question to you in the next segment is simply this. What are the very best sports moments here in the upstate? All right? And any unbelievable sports experiences that you've had right here in the upstate, what immediately jumps to mind? I was really taken aback by a couple of pictures that I saw last night. And we want your thoughts. We want your input all in the next segment coming your way at 5:25, 5:25-ish. All right. Now, without further ado, it is time to get to that little ditty that we call the top five at five. The top five sports topics of the day, the top five topics we are talking about, the top five at five, starts right now. Hit it. All right. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to share with you my opinion that we are not going to have a Major League Baseball season this year. These guys cannot all get on the same page. They won't even get in the same room. You've got one higher up in baseball saying there's a 100% chance we're going to have a season. You've got another higher up in baseball saying there's a 100% chance we won't have a season this year. There is no consensus. There is no leadership. You've got stars popping off saying, I'm not playing if I don't get all of mine. Look, the players and owners agreed on a 50-50 split, but that was pre-pandemic. And now, obviously, everything is going to be prorated. Baseball is perhaps the safest sport with a virus going around in the air. You have distance between the players. The 98% of the game, there's serious distance between the players. You're not tackling players. You're not, you know, there's not saliva spitting through a face mask. And despite all of that, Major League Baseball, what we're seeing today, what we're hearing today, They can't make this happen. They just can't get through it. My prediction is today, you're seeing the NBA say 20 star players. Yes, the consensus is each and every one of us wants to play. Now it's just a matter of us figuring things out. College football, campus is opening June 1st. People can come back and work out. Ohio State saying today, we could see 20 to 22,000 fans at the Horseshoe every single game. The NFL releasing preseason schedules. Full steam ahead. Does anyone believe we're not going to have an NFL season when we've already seen the NFL do so much already? But baseball can't get out of their own way, man. It is so darn disappointing to see. And they are channeling a text from a listener in real danger of becoming damn near irrelevant. Damn near irrelevant. Folks, baseball, you got 1 month. You got 1 month. Figure it out. And if you can't figure it out and it's because of money, you might lose some fans for good. And I might be one of them. Next up. At number four today, folks, one of the things I am incredibly proud of that we're doing is, of course, the Senior Sports Spotlight. We are highlighting a different senior athlete, student athlete, every single day here on the show. You hear these interviews at 4 p.m. We feel like it's the least we can do to give back for all of these senior students who have had their seasons cut short, who have not gotten to walk with their mates, who have not gotten to go to the senior prom, who have not gotten to finish their senior season the way they wanted to, man. And each and every week, each and every day, we are doing that here on the show, having an interview for you. We're also featuring these great kids on our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And we still want your participation. You can go to ESPNUpstate.com right now and nominate a senior. that you feel is deserving. ESPNUpstate.com. Click the link, give us a picture of them, and just a little bio as to who they are, right? Just a few sentences on who they are, and we would be honored to have them here on Offsides ESPN Upstate at 4 p.m. on a forthcoming day. So the family, friends, and everybody affiliated with this athlete can hear them being placed in the spotlight. Sound good to you? Sounds great to me. Let's make it happen. Next up. Folks, my firm belief is that Clemson is now the best national brand in all of college football. And Josh Pate from 24/7 Sports said he agreed with me on the recruiting front, but he said, like Lonzo, that they need more time before they're number one overall in terms of brand. You see, I think tomorrow is today, and when you look at Clemson's recruiting class, the last one, 2020, the players came from 16 different states. That number, 16 different states, led the nation. This year, 10 commitments, all from different states, none from the state of South Carolina. Zero from the state of South Carolina. Folks, they're a national brand already. Dabo can go in any living room in the country and get any player from anywhere. My top five national brands in the country. You can tell me where I'm right, where I'm wrong. Here we go. Number five, Texas. Number four, LSU. Number three, Alabama. Number two, Notre Dame. Number one, the Clemson Tigers. Those are my top five national college football brands in America. You tell me, am I right? I think objectively, if you look at the data, if you look at where the best players are going, it's hard to argue against the Clemson Tigers today. Next up, at number two, the awful stadium experience. Folks, what is your all-time worst stadium experience? What jumps to mind to you? It's interesting. We were hearing Robin Diesel talk about this yesterday. I had a buddy of mine in the business text me and ask me this last night, and I wanted to bring it back here for you guys. I wanted to get your thoughts, because almost all of us have had a visceral reaction to an awful stadium experience at some point over the course of our lives. When I ask you that question, what is your all-time worst stadium experience? Doesn't one memory immediately come to you? And isn't it just as crystal clear as it could possibly be? What is that experience for you? We want to know. 71307 is the text line. And finally, we have seen the return of soccer. We have seen the return of golf. We have seen the return of the UFC. We have seen the return of NASCAR. So what do you make about what we've gotten? What grade would you give the four sports that have returned? Here we go. Soccer, C. I like the fact that they've returned, but it feels like I'm watching a practice with no fans. The atmosphere in those European leagues makes the game. There is just something big time missing for me right now in terms of what I'm seeing. UFC, B. I enjoy the fights. I think the crowd impacts the fight in fighting sports. The crowd impacts the result less than any other sport, right? I mean, I think we can all agree on that. But I still think there's just a little something missing from the current UFC telecasts, broadcasts. I'm enjoying them. But I don't know. The completely black background leaves me wanting a little bit. It almost has me feeling like they're in some abandoned warehouse somewhere. And then let us get to golf. B+ for golf. Don't need the fans. This week we get Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods. Don't need the fans. Great event. Fun time. I will watch. B+ overall for golf. And then NASCAR for me gets the A. They've given us two events here in close succession. And they've come off, as far as we know, without a hitch. You know, the NASCAR's having their drivers all wear masks. So they're concerned about public perception, which is good to see, and they're successfully delivering. And as a viewer, I don't feel like I'm missing anything without fans in the stands in that particular sport. Those are my grades for the sports that have returned. What say you? Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to be part of the show, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well. Very simple policy. You get to us on Twitter. You follow us on Twitter. We'll get to your tweets live and on the air. At ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word. And you can email the show. Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can get to us. Texter says, my worst experience, Mark. Minor league baseball, the Augusta Green Jackets. 95 degrees, July 4th crowded. See, you know immediately what that means, right? July 4th crowded, like a July 4th level of crowd. A woman's baby. Breathe, Mark. You can get this out. Oh, a woman's baby craps and didn't change the diaper for an hour. It smelled horrific. I'm so sorry, man. I'm putting myself right in your shoes. I'm putting myself right in your shoes, brother. All right. Coming up next, we're going to flip the script here today. All right. Flip the script from negative to positive on this one. What are the best sports moments that took place right here in the Upstate? And this, to me, folks, is a different segment, and I'll tell you why. I'm kind of breaking a radio rule here. You know, when I was trained on how to, you know, when I was coached on radio, when I said, look, man, I really want to improve, I want to get better, I was told that I should be the one giving the content, right? Never depend on the audience for content. This is what I was taught. Because, you know, they say the audience is listening to you. And so to depend on your audience for content is lazy. I need to depend on you for content here. Because, frankly, having only been here a year, I don't have the knowledge and I don't have the history. Okay, so if you won't tell, I won't tell, and we'll break this rule together. But when we come back, I want to know what the very best sports moments are in Upstate sports history. What are the ones that jump off the page to you? We'll tackle those next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last night, I get hit with the following tweet, right? And it says, some of y'all, in parentheses, Mark Ryan on air, are out here bragging about MJ's pizza. I feel like she's doing her best Stephen A. Smith impression with this tweet. But did you ever see him play, Jordan that is, against the Greenville Braves? Because your girl did. And she posts a picture of Jordan in the game against the Greenville Braves, and I was just like, wow. I didn't realize, folks, that Jordan was right here in Greenville. I had no earthly idea, that he played here. No earthly idea about any of that, which kind of, you know, made me start to think about the best moments that have ever taken place in sports here in the Upstate. All right. What moments jump out to you as the very, very best moments that have ever existed in a sporting event here? A texter says that time Woody Hayes punched a Clemson player returning an interception, that didn't happen here, did it? There's no way that happened here. I just can't see that happening here. I'm sorry. Can't see that in any way, shape, or form. Dorman versus Burns, back-to-back state championship games were pretty cool. 2010, I believe. Adam Humphreys and Sharon Peak were playing for Dorman, I believe. Best sporting events that have taken place right here. Joining us right now, because she had a front row seat, witnessed this in person. Way back, and I don't even know the year. Let's see the year. The year would have been 1993 or 1994. And she is an outstanding salesperson for Entercom Greenville. I'm also proud to call her one of my two agents, Courtney Myers, at Courtney M. Myers, joining us right here on the show. Agent Myers, what's happening?
So listen, it was 94. And
I'm already getting put in my place here. I'm already getting put in my place. You see how this goes?
B, yes, I have been selling you hard today. Don't you worry.
Yes, I love that. Thank you, Agent Myers.
But also, since we're talking about the greatest histories in sports in South Carolina, we cannot forget the Clemson-Carolina brawl that happened in, 2003, 2004. I don't remember that year.
You said greatest or worst?
I didn't say it is the greatest. It's just like a moment in history when, Clemson put the smackdown on us. I mean, what am I supposed to say?
Something like that. I guess. What do you remember about that brawl?
So I wasn't in the stadium, but it was Lou Holtz's last year. And I'm pretty sure we went 0-11 that year. So it was just great. We were just killing it. But it was embarrassing. I mean, it was really embarrassing for Lou to go out on a game like that. So
no, I want you guys to see and observe how I treat my agent here. Courtney, I can't even believe you were at this game in 1994 because you look way too young to have even been around at that particular time.
Well,
so I can't even imagine how you were there. You were in the womb in that game, right? How do you remember that at all? This is incredible.
So this is what happened. So you have sparked this whole, national thing about the MJ pizza, and a friend of mine has been watching The Last Dance, and you and Rob have been commentating on it, and by association I've heard all about it anyway. So I was jacked up on some coffee yesterday because it's my I'm out of my sick day quarantine, so I've been actually working and busting it. And I was like, I was at a baseball game that Michael Jordan played at. I'm not making this up. So I called my mom and I was like, do you have my scrapbook with all my baseball tickets in it? Because I used to collect all the Atlanta Braves baseball cards, all that crap. And so she was like, yeah, I think you went with your grandpa back in 94. So the school, if you made the honor roll, you got free tickets to the Braves games, to the Greenville Braves games.
Wow.
And so that's how I got to go. And so legit.
That's why I never got to go. That's why I never got to go. I was never on the honor roll at any point.
10-year-old me was just going for the ice cream in the plastic cup. It was a baseball hat a helmet, and it just had
chocolate
ice cream.
Okay, listen. That was the greatest idea and invention of all time, isn't it? You've never paid $10 for ice cream in your whole life. You would pay $10 for ice cream if it came in the little mini helmet, right?
100%. It tastes better.
Yes, absolutely it does.
It cracked me up because, I don't remember, a lot about the game. I was 10. I was with my grandfather. It's something we did because I was a straight-A student. Hello. But when people started responding to your Twitter post, I was like, that's right. He did suck. He never did anything when he came up to bat. And, the crowd would go crazy. They would, boo him and laugh. And it was just – that's really all I remember. But I was young.
So, but it was a total circus, though, was it not? I mean, is that what you remember about it? Was it a packed stadium?
Oh yeah. Well, see, you haven't gone out to where the stadium was, but it was a completely different environment than the Greenville Drive Stadium. So, I mean, it, to me, I feel like it was a lot more open. It was bigger. It felt like a true baseball stadium. And, I mean, I just remember the crowd. Every time Michael would go up to bat, it would get insane in there. It was really loud, whether they were heckling him or whether they were cheering for him. It was – people came out. It was like when – what's his name? Came back from the Red Sox to play on the drive.
Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah, it was like that night at the Greenville Drive. That's exactly what it was like.
So I don't – I'm ashamed and embarrassed that I don't even know the answer to this, Courtney, but can I go still see the stadium? Is it still standing or no?
The stadium is not standing, no.
Okay.
But you can see there are – there's I think it's Conesty Park. I'm not okay. – don't quote me. Nobody tweet me if I'm wrong. But there's like Little League what are they called? Fields around there. And then it's right over there next to Rewa. I don't know if you've ever been over that way off of Malden. So
not
you can't
only have
see the
I not been that way,
stadium.
But I told my parents that I have to take them to see this cool place called Conesty. So that shows
it's
you
Conesty.
Yeah, that shows you what I know about this. I was spelling Burns High School B-U-R-N-S for like 6 months being here.
Oh,
so I got a ways to go. But that's Courtney, that's incredible. We've also been asking people today, so asking for the best sports experiences that have ever taken place here in the upstate. Also inquiring as to people's worst ever stadium experiences. Okay. Because
okay.
when you say it, doesn't one immediately come to mind? Because there's a visceral feeling that you have about one particularly awful experience. Mm-hmm. Lonzo was in a bathroom with spiders the size of his hand. I was getting elbowed in a band uniform peeing at a trough in Auburn.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And so I'm curious if you have
I
one
think I
that
have
just
you beat.
Do you? I got to hear this.
I have you beat. I was at a Clemson Carolina game
of
in
course.
Carolina.
Of course.
And look, I don't need to
and,
hate.
And what side do you support? What side do you support?
Everybody knows I'm a Gamecock girl. Everybody knows it. We don't need to go into that. You know, you're a homer. We won't go there.
Okay.
But you know, I was at my first Clemson Carolina game, actually, down in Williams Price, and a Clemson fan threw a beer bottle at my head as we were leaving the game. So that shows you how classy their fans are.
Did they hit you?
Now all the haters are going to come in. It's going to be like, everybody's going to hate me, and I'm never going to get any business sold now.
Wait. A beer bottle was thrown at your head. Did it make contact?
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
it
didn't break.
You.
It wasn't like a full brawl. Like, they were just talking crap like they do because it was one of those times they beat us, like, you know, 112-5. And, I mean, you know, actually I think it was like 63-19 or something like that. It was that year. And, yeah, they threw it and it bounced off my head. I mean, you know, now that was when I was reserved and polite. You know, Courtney nowadays, as you know, would have probably caused a scene, but,
no,
you know.
That wouldn't have worked out well for the perpetrator. That absolutely would not have ended well. She's a bit of a spitfire, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I think only one time, though, I have been on the wrong side of that spitfire. I think I have benefited from your feisty ways far more often than I've been on the receiving end of the spitfire ways. Would you agree with that?
Yes, but I'm curious, what was the time that you think that I was being feisty with you?
When I asked you like 2 hours before my talent sheet was due for all of my live reads for the month. Remember that?
Yes, 100%.
You said failure to do your job, Mark, does not necessitate an emergency on my part. And I was like, point to Courtney, I will accept the L, and I will walk home with my tail tucked between my legs. And then we ended up hanging out the same night. So it was all good, right?
Yes, we did, actually. We had a great conversation on the couch there at Habitat.
We did.
Yes.
It was awesome. Hey, Courtney, we miss you. We're thinking about you. We cannot wait until we're all under the same roof again, all right?
Yes. Well, thank you. Take care.
All right. You do the same. Courtney M. Myers on Twitter. Courtney and Kristen McCrory have been so awesome to me here that we have like this text conversation, and it's like the text conversation is just called Mark Ryan's Agents. And they've just been so great to me here, man. I appreciate them both so much. I cannot tell you what they've done for the show, what they've done for the station, what they've done for me personally. And Lonzo, I've even pitched you to them. This is a true story. This is a true story. Let's see here. Mark, Metrodome Minneapolis Viking game. They had a smoking area. Certain doors had huge signs to not push these particular doors open. My dumbass pushes the door, because of course you did. An insane wind tunnel was created in the smoking area. People's hats were flying off. Trash cans were spitting in the air. I have never been more embarrassed. The doors are opened after the game when fans are leaving. So, you know, look, I don't know what age you were at, but the age where you just deliberately do things that people tell you not to do, for me, was like 14 to 16. That was that age range, right? Like the high school years. I totally would have done that, man. I totally would have done that. So please know that you're not the only one. A Gamecock fan says she just ruined that experience for me, Mark. Courtney just ruined that whole game, that whole experience for me. Clemson fans, the hell are you doing throwing a glass beer bottle at one of my agent's heads? What the hell's the matter with you? Shame on all of you. How dare you do that? You throw a glass beer bottle at Courtney Meyer's head? You guys didn't go to Clemson. You went to What's the Matter You. This is pathetic. Be better than this. All right. Coming up next on the show, what athletes could excel if they attempted another sport? What pro athletes could attempt the Bo Jackson? What pro athletes could attempt the Deion Sanders? That's next. You're listening to the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark and Lonzo on ESPN Upstate.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Of the show. Lots of spirited debate on everyone's worst stadium experiences. A texter says, I'm so sorry, man. I should not be laughing at you. I was in the band in high school and was playing on the field during halftime of a big playoff game, and I got hit in the face with a practice punt. Everyone was there for the playoffs, and everyone definitely saw it happen. And on top of that, we lost the game. So you're injured, you're embarrassed, and you're wearing the L. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an awful stadium experience. You know, there's a lot of people have really bad stadium experiences when they've been to Miami. You know, there's something really harsh about, like, the old school Orange Bowl was notorious for being in, like, one of the roughest neighborhoods in Miami. And, like, getting into and out of that, when people went one time, they never went back again, you know? There's some rough experiences. Your worst ever stadium experiences ever are very, very much welcome and encouraged here on the text line today. 71307 is the number to join us, is the text line number to join us on the show. You can also give us a call, 1-844-477-3776. The number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN to reach us here on the show. So I was looking at this, and something struck me today is that, you know, when did the story about LeBron James being offered a contract by the Dallas Cowboys, when did that come out? It came out very recently, right? Why did that come out very recently? What else was going on very recently? Oh, yeah, The Last Dance was on. Too much of the spotlight was on Michael Jordan, so what does LeBron James' team do? Hey, you know what we're going to do? we're going to release the fact that Jerry Jones offered LeBron a contract. Let's put the spotlight back on our guy. You notice that story didn't come out from Jerry Jones. It came out from LeBron James and LeBron James's camp. But LeBron James isn't the only guilty party here. You have any idea when Michael Jordan decided to do The Last Dance? You want to know when that was? I'll tell you. It was right immediately after LeBron James and his Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Golden State Warriors in seven games. And Michael Jordan, as competitive as he is sitting back in the aftermath of that finals when people are starting to wonder out loud if LeBron James is the GOAT. And Jordan, who's had this documentary sitting on his desk for 6 months and had denied it up until that point, suddenly called the producer and said, I'm in. I'm in. When did it happen? When LeBron won the finals with the Cleveland Cavaliers. When did LeBron announce that, hey, by the way, pop my collar, player. You know when, you know, I want you guys to know the Dallas Cowboys offered me a contract when the NBA was striking. The Dallas Cowboys offered me a contract. Do you see the little rivalry between those two guys? You know, they can say, oh, we're just happy to be in the conversation, and I heard Jordan mention that. You know, it's an honor for me to be in the same breath as these guys. But I think in the not-so-deep recesses of their mind, they are keenly aware of the fact that they are competing with one another. They are so keenly aware of that. You know, it's in 1 and 2, most people have Jordan 1, LeBron 2. Number 3, I think, is where it really gets interesting. You know, number 3 on the list, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is what ESPN.com said. I would have a different guy number 3 overall. But those two guys realize that they're head-to-head for the greatest of all time discussion. And because of the salary cap in the NBA, this season and finishing this season might be LeBron's last chance to make a statement. You just watched The Last Dance. This might be the last chance for LeBron here moving forward. And LeBron, look, as a football player, could he have done it? Could he have made it happen? DeMarcus Ware, former defensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys, was asked if LeBron James could have blocked him. And DeMarcus Ware said, quote, no way in hell. No way in hell could he have blocked me, said DeMarcus Ware. And, you know, look, I think LeBron as a tight end may have been a poor blocking tight end, but as a 6'8 post-up tight end, post-up wide receiver, you can't tell me that he wasn't going to be successful. I won't accept that of somebody with his athleticism. And basketball players are the best athletes. You want proof of that? Look at how ordinary, whenever you see these celebrity games, whenever the football players are on the basketball court, Terrell Owens on the basketball court, guy looks relatively human, doesn't he? Relatively normal. Terrell Owens on a football field looks like the best guy, best wide receiver ever. But on a basketball court, these guys, the athleticism, the fast twitch muscles, are unlike anything we see in other sports. And therefore, it's not a surprise that Julius Peppers, basketball player, was so good at football. It's not a surprise that Jimmy Graham, basketball player, was so good at football. Antonio Gates, basketball player, so good at football. Not a surprise in the slightest. And, you know, LeBron, tight end, Dallas Cowboys, could have been a very, very real possibility. Could have been something that came to fruition. And I think as fans, quite honestly, we were robbed of the fact that we didn't get to see that. I think that would have been fascinating. Can you just imagine what that would have been like? The commotion around LeBron with the Dallas Cowboys. You think somewhere LeBron regrets doing that? Do you think there's any chance that one day LeBron might say, I'm going to try my hand at this thing. When I retire from the NBA, I would really like to play for McVay and the Los Angeles Rams as a tight end. I'd like to try my hand at it. Would be fascinating to see. Fascinating to see. All right. So much more good stuff coming your way, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy to be here with you, Friday Eve edition of the show. You know, it's interesting. We're kind of kicking around some different ideas on how sports can return and what that's going to look like when it comes back. And some very, very important college sports dignitaries have opined on this. Adrian Wojnarowski. You know him as Woj, drops Woj bombs all the time, which means he's got some big news to share with you. And Adrian Wojnarowski says Commissioner Adam Silver wants there to be a seven-game series throughout the playoffs.
Adam Silver's best-case wish in this respect will be seven-game series in each round of the playoffs. I was told he told the players that directly when he did a conference call with them, you know, a little over a week ago.
Seven-game series. Wants them going throughout the playoffs on that track. And what about the plan in general to come back for the NBA?
The league's plan is to around June 1st, to start telling players to return to their team cities, to start preparing for training camps to restart, and the teams then will be able to ramp up the workouts that they're currently doing with players now and be able to put staff in there. And those are all going to be, the elements, you know, preceding the resumption of games, and teams will be in their own markets for a period of time and then head to one or two sites and start playing games. They hope, you know, sometime to mid to late July.
Looking at mid to late July for the NBA to return. Folks, that is only 7 weeks from now. Mid to late July, 7 weeks from now. In 7 weeks, we could have the return of the NBA. This is, it's just, you know, how about conceptualizing exactly where we are in our history, right? I mean, how crazy is this? You know, playing the NBA season July, August, and September, having the NBA finals perhaps in late August, early September as well. This is just, it's unbelievable, you know, and we don't know if this can work. We don't know if we can pull this off. We've never had so much uncertainty in our lives. But we've got good leaders surrounding us, and we hope to move forward in the best way possible. You know, just kind of running errands around town. The thing that makes me smile about this area, number one, everyone here is so darn friendly, but number two, you know, I can just tell how happy everybody is to be out and about again. Let's face it, you know, the area, the upstate, is pretty much completely opened up now again. And to see the smiles coming back on people's faces, it just, you know, it affected all of us in different ways, right? I mean, it affected all of us. I don't know if you guys could tell this about me, but it affected me in terms of my mood tremendously. It just, you know, like you've heard me say that this particular 4 hours of my day are my best 4 hours of every day. And it's that way because I get to interact with you. It's that way because despite doing the show from home, it's the first time where things actually feel normal during the day for me. The other 20 hours of the day feel anything but normal. But I think reopening means different things to different people, and the sense of normalcy that just driving around and doing errands gives you is amazing. It's just an amazing feeling that you have to be back and things opening up again and seeing people being able to do their life's work, man. It's a beautiful thing. All right. It is time to get to Either Or. Three options, life and sports, Either Or, comes your way next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.